The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, this is Jimbo with the Auto Detailing Podcast, coming back for another daily quick tip from the front seat of the comfy van. Vanagon, the Chevy Express, the Swagawagon. Still no good names, as you can tell. Anyway, today I want to talk to you a little bit about diversifying your services. Now, what I don't mean is going outside of what you know. So, you know, I would never suggest that a detailer, pick up something crazy like body repair or, auto body repair or something along those lines. But what I, or even something like dent repair. I mean, dent repair is a craft, is a skill just like detailing is. And to try and pick up a whole nother craft, a whole nother skill to try and hone that is going to be a lot of work. You pretty much just want to stick with what you know in the paint polishing, correcting, and interior detailing if that's your thing. Of course, if you are a dent guy and you're looking to get into auto detailing, there's a lot of things to learn, and there's a lot of processes and a lot of, you know, materials and all that stuff. But that's not really the quick tip today. It is and it isn't. Diversification, you want to have add-in services that are easy, that you can do, when maybe the conditions aren't ideal, as far as the weather conditions, you know, winter time and stuff like that. If you're a mobile guy, you're not going to be really washing cars if it's snowing outside. But you want to be able, and even if you have a shop and it's snowing outside, you may slow down. So you want to have services that you can incorporate during those times. So paint coatings is a great one, but one that I love because it's so easy and it's so simple, and there's hardly any labor involved in it, is the odor removal space. And odor removal for cars, we're talking cigarette smell, throw up, barf, dog smells, cat smells, baby smells, all that kind of stuff. And I love doing odor removal jobs. I get anywhere from $75 to $100, and that's usually per hour. And most of the time, people have to have it done, so they're willing to do it. Someone throws up in their friend's car because they were drunk the night before. That's an easy $100 in your pocket. And not only the $100 for the odor removal, but you also need to shampoo that area. So the upsell potential is amazing. And all you need is an odor removal machine, and they're readily available out there. They're gonna run anywhere from $100, which I wouldn't really recommend $100 one. A middle of the road is gonna be about $350 to $400, maybe upwards $600-$700. But there are a ton out there, and it is one of my favorite upsells is the odor removal, just because it's literally so easy. You turn the machine on, you set it, and you forget about it for at least an hour, depending on the output of your machine. And I bought an ozone machine. Ozone is what they're called, ozone generators. And I bought a machine, I think I paid about $350 for it. And the very day that I got the machine in, I was over at a mechanic's, a local mechanic that I work with, trying to drum up some work from it. And he needed an odor removal job in his car right then, or not right then, but he needed one done. His car smelled like smoke, and I needed some work done on my car. I needed about $250 worth of work done on my car, and I traded him for an hour-long odor removal session for his car. He was stoked. I was stoked. It was a win-win. So right then, you know, right there, I just saved myself $250 in an hour. And then, so it virtually almost paid for the whole machine right then. Obviously, it left $100 on the table. But if you have never looked into the odor removal gig, it's definitely a service worth incorporating into your business. So check it out today. Whether you are a mobile guy or a fixed location, or you just want to do car odor removal only, And that's kind of, you want that to be your specialty. There's definitely a market for it. But if you're only doing odor removals, again, to have it be most effective, you need to shampoo the seats and shampoo the mats and stuff like that to make it most effective. So you may want to stick with the detailing and odor removal. But it's a great upsell. It's a great add-on service. It's a great way to diversify your services. That's my daily quick tip.